Those Damn Rostics is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
I'm 35 minutes late. You're going to pay. I'm not doing this alone.
I was driving up the highway, and there was this white, trashy car beside me, and I looked over, and there was a woman sitting in the passenger seat. With her feet, like the chair was like leaned all the way back, and her feet were up on the dashboard, and all I could think of was like, what if they rear-ended somebody and she got shot out like a bloody white trash javelin?
How can you even say that this podcast isn't yours? It looks just like you.
I don't understand.
You're gonna pay. I'm not doing this alone. I'm 35 minutes late.
Oh, okay.
This podcast, never mind.
Okay.
I see you brought your funny straw with you.
My funny straw?
Yeah.
What straw?
What you use to take the fun out of everything?
Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
Episode number 70 of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
My name is Cole Ross.
I am Chris Ross.
And we're here to entertain your asses. It is a weekly comedy podcast, as Chris said. My name is Cole Ross.
For adults.
For adults. Adults only. Gets a little blue. Put the kids to bed. Don't touch that dial. There's jam on it. That's all I got.
What are you clicking there?
Clicks in the hum bar, Chris. Clicks in the hum bar. Hey, do you have a story for me?
Okay. I could.
They're handwritten.
I could.
Longhand. You have beautiful handwriting. You
sure.
Know that?
No, I don't.
It says a lot about you.
Hey.
Hey.
Baltimore police responded to a report of two women fighting at a Walmart. The women were throwing bleach and other cleaning supplies at each other. The mix of chemicals created toxic fumes, forcing the total evacuation of the store. 19 people were treated for respiratory problems, including 3 Walmart employees. The aggressor, of course, is the mother of a child fathered by the boyfriend of the victim.
What state is this?
This is Maryland, Baltimore.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So two African-American ladies just...
just having a good old-fashioned bleach fight.
Tidying up the Walmart... place there.
Accidentally made mustard gas.
Accidentally.
You know, just a little bit of dry land drowning. You know, no problem.
Yeah. Current girlfriend, baby mama. Bleach fight.
Didn't we have a story like at one point about a mom who bathed her kid in bleach and like he had to be treated for burns?
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
No, maybe.
I think you read that.
I think I read that and I got real sad. That's and then I didn't pick it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Could be. I think that you get a rash at all wet t-shirt contests. There's different kind of one's chemical burn and the other one is
lifelong.
Shanker. So
yep. Yep. Not spelled the way you would think.
No.
It's spelled a little bit like Chaucer.
Exactly.
He's not ancient, I guess.
Whenever I think of Shanker, I don't see it handwritten. I see it stenciled on the side of a wooden crate. No, it sounds like an implement of war.
It's for prisons in the future. Is that shanking? Is
it's
that
like
a
case
thing?
Of shanker?
You're gonna get shanked, and then you get shivved,
I don't know.
And then you get
pussy.
Can you again? You know, if you see it written out, it looks like something different. Have you? Do you like react poorly to different kinds of soap?
What?
apparently you do.
No, I'm just kind of, I'm on edge about soap, really.
I was just
listening to the question. What did you say?
It's a sensitive subject.
Do I react
poorly to different kinds of soap?
Yeah, I had some black socks that gave me some itches on my feet, and that was the last moment of like what is happening to me is insanity
of like epidermal distress.
Well, yeah, because you know you just you don't I don't change things and you know very often I don't buy new things. I mean, it's easy to narrow down, you know, what new has happened.
You're like, only changing like one variable every 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not, you know, sarcoidosis.
Yeah. No, I tried to switch to Old Irish soap because it was Irish Spring. Yeah. Cheaper. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, I had awful.
Yeah. But you're like unscented Mitchum's kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of guy.
And if something has a fragrance to it, I don't describe it.
You're already pale and blotchy, so it's easy to get blotchier and paler.
Exactly. So. But I had hideous arms for a long time until I isolated that one thing. College is, you know, it's a thing.
It's gross. College is gross.
College is gross. Chris, five men were facing trial for a series of murders in Washington, D.C. that took place back in 2010. Trial was back in February, but... it's making some news here because in order to make themselves appear more appealing to jurors, they donned thick-framed glasses for the trial. Says the prosecutors, they're designed to confuse the witness and influence the jury. I couldn't murder this person. I'm just a hipster or nerd. This is a whole new trend, which lawyers are calling the, quote, nerd defense. Attorneys will sometimes supply the glasses themselves or encourage families to drop them off outside of the jailhouses.
I actually think that your glasses make you look like you're more guilty of certain crimes.
Different crimes.
Different crimes. Like, you have to be careful how you use that.
Exactly.
You do.
You know, if you're on trial for armed robbery, maybe thick glasses are going to help you out. On trial for certain kinds of sex crimes.
Yeah, I mean, if the witness ever describes the perpetrator of the crime as, he just snapped. Your glasses say, yeah, he did that.
You almost made me spit a beverage. Yeah, I guess these are kind of... He was so quiet. He was so quiet.
Yeah, I can't believe he was holding puppet shows with live boys in his basement.
It was like being John Malkovich. He
has no idea.
Rigged up with a pulley system and just...
It's so weird.
Oh man, yeah. So thick frame glasses, Warby Parker. You know what? That's free. They're not. They're not sponsoring us.
But... They are not. But good.
Okay.
Oh, good God.
They're good glasses. Get some.
I'm sure they're.
God damn it.
Japan's Kanoyo. What had Japan? What's the J?
It sounds like a Y.
Kanoyo. Yeah, okay. Kanoyo Toys is selling the used panties of young, newly married Japanese women. The website says the women have been ignored by their husbands and that they have had no choice but to satisfy themselves. One caption reads, "She's creaming herself silly." And these loins are the proof. All sales final, no returns.
Young, the undergarments of young, neglected housewives.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Huh.
Creamed silly.
Cream. That's the least savory word you could use to describe that. I don't know. Anytime somebody uses creamed to be like a...
Just, it kind of makes me think of like a donut decorated like a clown.
it's like a friendly sundae.
Yeah, exactly. It's creamed silly.
God, I'm just picturing a sex move called the Friendly Sunday.
I don't even know.
It involves Reese's Pieces.
Something done during intermission of lawn darts.
Intermission or intervention?
Intermission.
Okay.
Yes.
Lawn darts intervene.
A silly intermission.
Yeah. Yeah, I was playing jarts. Jarts?
Lawn darts.
Lawn darts, yes. Yes. Those are fun. Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
New.
Some things are outlawed for a reason. Is that one of those things? Like, is that like for real, or is that like the Japanese like bonsai kittens?
What are you talking about?
Well, no. Like, there was this thing back forever ago. Like it was it ended up being a hoax, but it was a website that was advertising bonsai kittens, which were kittens that were raised inside of square bottles, so that they were square. You know, it ended up being a hoax. You couldn't actually buy them, but it got people, you know, all up in arms. Like, oh, this is cruel. You can't raise a kitten in a vacuum sealed bottle.
But they do grow watermelons in box shapes.
They do. Yeah. And they're very, very expensive. They grow them like that because of storage space reasons.
Yeah. And they're easier to wrap.
Yeah. Japanese fridges, they're not very big. You can't keep a whole watermelon in there. So it's better to, you can stack them too.
The houses aren't very big.
No, no.
And that's why in order to get all this cats, they need to be square.
I've been spending so much time at like IKEA's recently at IKEA recently that I had a
wearing those glasses looking all innocent.
He was looking at the bookshelves and he just snapped. His glasses were so thick we got suspicious. Peg A and slot B, what the fuck?
I don't know.
But No, I've been spending so much time in IKEAs and thinking about like space and things like this because I recently moved, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know.
Okay. Sorry. God, Christ, Chris. I'm just trying to tell a story about a dream I had. Ooh, even more intolerable that, I had a dream that IKEA was selling apartments. And like it consisted of like 12 by 12 like,
well, they do.
Boxes stacked on top of each other.
They do.
They had a, well, no, they had like the trailer
well,
houses.
They have, well, no, not the, no, they set up the store in the store. It'll say like, you know, full living space, 10.5 square feet.
Yeah.
Kitchen, bedroom, bathroom.
But this was like a, I don't even know how they were intending to sell it, but I remember distinctly it was two 12 by 12 rooms that were stacked on top of each other. That had 6 feet of clearance, so you couldn't stand up in them. And there was a pine staircase that ran from one to the other, that ran up. And I was like, oh, I guess I could live here. It'd be the floor on the floor of the second floor.
Were they the Billy stairs?
Yeah, the Billy stairs.
Okay.
Yeah. the floor of the second level. It was a mattress. So the entire, you know, it was your bedroom. It was the
12 by 12
mattress. The room was a bed. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you could affix anything you wanted to the walls. And it was like it was.
It didn't have to be that cushioned though, because the mattress was the ceiling. You velcroed yourself up.
Exactly.
It's really weird. It was like sleeping on air.
It's like sleeping in space.
Yes.
Yeah. In the sleeping bag that's affixed to the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where you expected to go to the bathroom, or where they expect you to go to the bathroom.
I don't know. It's your story, dude.
Yeah, Japan, though. No, but just there are, you know, a lot of like hoax stories about Japan and about Asian countries. You know, just like, oh, those wacky foreigners. You know, and that might actually like the vending machine panties. Like, you know about those where they just have the vending machine.
Yes,
with the panties. Apparently, that's not as widespread as the internet would have you believe.
Really.
It is a small perverted island nation, but
I always thought that they should make the big bubble wrap.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could sell like, I don't know, maybe like three big bubbles wide or tall by like 10 bubbles long. Mm-hmm. And inside the air bubbles are the smell of fresh tennis balls. So like every once in a while you could just pop one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you could do that with a bunch of things like
anything.
You could pop
ham gravy.
You could pop one and it'd be like, the smell of freshly shrink-wrapped electronics.
There you go.
Yeah, no problem. Straight from the factory.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal.
Just a quick popper.
Can I get a 2x6 strip of poppers?
I'm gonna send that back.
gonna workshop that one. No, I love the idea of the advent calendar, you know, where it's like, you know, for a month you have the doors that you open up, like in Christmas Vacation, you know, hallelujah, holy shit, where's the Tylenol? You know, for every day they open up the little door. You know, I liked that, except I want to have a machine that like stays in my living room by my front door.
Mm-hmm.
But it has the bubble toys. You know, like at the front of the Walmart where you put the 50 cents in and you twist it, and you get a little jelly hand that you can grab stuff like a lizard tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to have one of those, but for you with 365 individual bubbles in it. And so like every day before you walk out, you can, you crank it. It's like a big thing, like a big novelty slot machine. You just then, you know, it goes down the little track because that's the way you do it. Then you can open it up and it's your treat for the day. So you leave and you go to work and then you set your little toy dinosaur on your desk and then it just makes your day a little bit brighter. 365 of these things. That's what I want.
Good job.
But I just gave away a $1 billion idea.
Yeah.
Ugh, fuck. I can edit that out.
Good. I think you should.
Speaking of perversion, the Fantasy Maid Service in Lubbock, Texas is skirting the law by providing a unique service. For $100 an hour, you can get a maid to clean your house in the nude or topless. For $150, you can get two maids for a party. They even advertise a special rate for law enforcement officers, which is funny since they don't have a license to provide sexually oriented services. Now, they insist that it's not a sexual service. The website says, in all caps, "Do not attempt to solicit a maid for sexual services," and patrons are encouraged to keep their own clothes on, unless they're nudists. Who are they fooling?
Nobody.
Putting those poor girls. Like, what's the insurance situation on that?
What do you mean?
What's the insurance? How do you insure those girls?
Oh, no, they've scrubbed those girls of their identity. No one knows they exist. Well,
okay, yes, they are.
There's no insurance required. They yes. Paid the fee to scrub them.
None of them speak English, and they've all been taken from, like, Chechnya.
They can't even talk. They had their vocal cords removed.
Jeez. Now I'm sad. It's just it just sounds like a raw winter wind, you know?
Yeah.
Phew. It's got dark real quick, didn't it?
Don't fall in love, Dolores. Don't fall in love.
Well, translated. Do they leave the tongues in? Well, I guess for the inevitable.
Yeah, yeah, I think you answered it.
Yep. Oh, man, that just gives me the jeebies.
The heebie-jeebies.
If you're the kind of person who would order a naked maid, you're also the kind of person who would take advantage of the situation unless they send security staff. Those poor girls.
What are they going to do?
Run as fast as they can. in their high heels.
In their high heels. Tidy Cat's new ad campaign, and should say Tidy Cat is kitty litter made by Purina. Their new ad campaign, No More PU, points out things that stink. Part of this campaign had a billboard erected a mile north of Cincinnati's Over the Rhine neighborhood.
Oh no, I've seen this.
The billboard read, "You're so over the Rhine. Life stinks." Residents revolted on social media. The billboard has been pulled, and Purina is apologizing.
That was like right off of the campus. It was over one of the coffee houses that I used to go to.
Really?
Yeah, no, like just where it was right by, you know, uptown. Mm-hmm. I went to the University of Cincinnati for anybody who doesn't know.
Yeah.
So that was right there.
The liberal arts major.
Exactly. For those of you who don't know, Over the Rhine is, I mean, it's considered to be this really dangerous.
Well, they had race riots like a decade ago.
Well, yeah, but it's like gentrified now. Like, yeah, I mean, it's still kind of rough, but no more rough than any city.
What do you mean?
What's that?
What do you mean?
What, gentrified?
Yeah. Did Moby open a hookah bar? It's like Park Slope?
Kinda. I mean, it's not.
There is a hookah bar
in Park.
It's not Moby's, but there is a hookah bar there, isn't there?
Yeah, okay. No. I mean, Park Slope is a really nice place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the place where I lived in Brooklyn that had race riots a decade ago too.
Yeah, they were Islamic.
No. One side it was all Hasidic Jews, and the other side it was all Afro-Caribbean people.
There, yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It was awesome, right?
Yeah.
You walk in one direction, it's all kosher jelly, all kosher delis. Walk in the other direction, it's all jerk chicken and open air fruit markets. It's amazing. no, but OTR, I mean, like right now, when I say it's gentrified, I mean that you have a bunch of like young artists who want to go there and be urban pioneers. Mm-hmm. You know, like buying, you know, it's like, hey, we're gonna, you know, live in this place. And so like Main Street, you know, now it's mostly, you know, it's dangerous for the same reason that like a college campus is dangerous. You're more likely to get beaten up by a drunk frat dude than to be, you know, shanked. Nevertheless,
race rioted,
and most of the race riots in Cincinnati back in the early 2000s centered around City Hall.
You look horrible. What happened?
Me, I'm defending my city.
Had a race riot on my face.
I got rid of
a 3-minute race riot.
Yeah, no. It doesn't smell too great down there, though, but that's mostly because of the homeless problem.
Because Junior lost.
Jeez. Speaking of Junior.
I was talking NASCAR. What were you talking?
No. I was talking about the Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito vehicle. But
what? Oh, really?
Yeah. No, but speaking of Junior, you know, kids, you know, everything like that. Mm-hmm. Alicia Silverstone has gone from being the movie star behind Clueless and that one Batman movie that I can't remember the name of, to being a lifestyle blogger akin to Gwyneth Paltrow.
She's breastfeeding her like 8-year-old kid, isn't she?
It's even worse than that. Recently, she posted a...
She chews its food and spits it in her mouth like a baby bird.
Recently, she posted a YouTube video of herself feeding her child Bear Blue. By chewing up
from
his
a
food.
Quiz we did. That was a quiz you
that
did.
That was a quiz.
Bear Blue.
By chewing up his food and transferring it from her mouth to his. I'm going to read some quotes, okay?
Okay.
This is from the blog post. I just had a delicious breakfast of miso sour, collards, and radish teamed and drizzled with flax oil, cast iron mocha with nori wrapped outside, and some grated daikon. I fed Bear the mocha, there we go, and a tiny bit of veggies from the soup, from my mouth to his. It's his favorite, and mine. He literally crawls across the room to attack my mouth if I'm eating. Attack my mouth. This video was taken about a month or two ago when he was a bit wobbly. Now he is grabbing my mouth to get the food.
Chill, Alicia. You're almost there with your career. You're almost starring in Attack My Mouth. A couple more years, darling.
One YouTube comment reads, "She's an adorable mother with a cute kid, but this video is still weird as hell."
Enough said.
Says one medical and nutritional expert, "It doesn't seem like a hygienic practice."
Oh, God.
Nothing is worse to me than seeing food that has already been chewed by somebody. It's the grossest thing. I haven't looked at this video.
I didn't either.
No? No. You read a lot of those sites, though.
I read a lot of stuff.
You're a celebrity gossip junkie.
You're
a regular paparazzo.
I'm a Rizzo.
Yeah, you're a Razzo.
I'm a Razza. I'm La Razza. Read the decal in my back window. Oh, well.
Baby bird.
All right. Gregory Todd is a chef who spent 3 months in the hospital after his fellow chef girlfriend plunged a knife into his back as he slept. His girlfriend was upset at the losing their baby in a via miscarriage, and they had a drunken argument prior to him going to sleep. Gregory is forgiving. He appeared at the court during the trial and proposed through his girlfriend's attorney. She was returned to prison without being able to answer.
Oh, no. That's one of the stories that you know there's more to it than that.
No card? I do stab you.
You have to love that. I guess it's not irony, but a chef being stabbed, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like your profession literally, like more than any other, involves knives, and that's the way that you go.
How do you think that the term Julianne came up?
Julianne Moore. She was in that one movie, right?
Yeah, and then now she's French fries.
They threw her through that machine.
I don't know, Jack.
What?
I don't know.
Was that it slices, it dices?
Yeah.
They cut up a shoe? Is that where they cut up the shoe?
They cut a shoe.
The Ginsu knives?
Yeah.
Watch me cut this can.
Hey, this shoe, I like this shoe toeless. No, I want tomato.
Those are boots. Steel-toed boots? No. No toe boots.
No tomato boots.
No tomato boots.
No tomato boots.
Nope.
Not going to do it.
None of that. Oh, God. I almost was a knife salesman.
I remember this.
Yeah. Then I stopped, and then I knew it was fishy. But they make you they make you cut the rope, and they make you not the iPhone game, not they make you draw something. No, not draw something. They anger these. No, okay, fuck. No, it was real rough.
Yeah. Steve Woolnough of England woke to find his entire front lawn to be missing.
They airlifted his house.
He has no idea why anyone would want to steal the 9 square meter artificial grass lawn. A police spokesman is quoted as saying, "It would have taken some time to remove such a large quantity of astroturf from this garden And you would have needed a vehicle to take it away. Steve is angry. He says that he works hard to have nice things. And then you go to sleep and people take it.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
That's his quote?
Close enough.
Close enough? Paraphrase?
Yeah.
God.
So nine square meters. So that would be like a 3 meter by 3 meter.
Yes.
So that's like...
That's roughly 9 foot by 9 foot. A little more than 18
square feet to the layman.
Yeah.
Who uses
our ass backwards
imperial measurement. Yeah.
The worst. I hate it. Yeah.
Glue.
Sorry.
Hated fractions.
I'm a metric guy.
But yeah. So they took his lawn.
I mean, is it any mystery? Like why this happened?
Because he's a D-bag that couldn't grow his own grass.
No, meth ghouls.
What are they going to do?
Meth ghouls. They're roaming around. They're going to pick up everything that's not bolted down, especially stuff that's bolted down.
Are those the purple ghosts?
Yeah, you have to have silver weapons. I forget. Is it silver or cold steel? No, it has to be true silver. True silver weapons. Okay. They get a plus 20 bonus to their AC, so they're really hard to hit.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, you have to... It's real rough.
Paint your face yellow and unhinge your jaw.
No, meth ghouls roaming around, you know, just hitting up construction sites, lifting out the copper pipe. I'm composing some kind of juggalo rap.
Yeah, I think so.
No, they took it. They got some shears. They cut the astroturf short. You know what happened? They sold it to a miniature golf establishment.
For what? Sudafed?
Yeah, nice. for pseudo.
For pseudo.
You know, you have it's all over the place.
Maybe they paid a flunky to watch the pseudo.
A junkie flunky
to watch the pseudo.
Smurfing is what they call it. Thank you, Breaking Bad. Thank you for everything, Breaking Bad. That's going to come on soon.
Yeah.
It's going to be back. I want it so bad.
I want my right eye to not explode.
What?
Feels like my right eye is going to explode.
Have another sip of beer.
Doesn't even taste good.
Is it twitching?
Yeah.
Your right eye is twitching. Does it hurt?
Mm.
Does it feel like it's going to jump out?
Give me the snap glasses.
Is it going to walk away? Here. Here, take
them. I'm all right.
Okay. All right. So, if your crime involves, you just snapped. Oh, God. Chris, the town of Buford, Wyoming was purchased at auction by two Vietnamese businessmen for $900,000. Buford is a small town, so small that its population is one. Has a whole zip code to himself, Chris.
Give it a minute, he's Asian.
No, Don Sammons, 61, was the last remaining resident of Buford, where he ran the town's only business, selling liquor, hardware, gas, and hot dogs.
And balloon animals.
Very diversified.
But, very different, yeah.
The town once held a population of 2,000 when the railroad ran through. Back in the heyday with the vaudevilles.
But then the railroad ran away and we can't even run a store anymore. Nobody wants any balloon animals.
Two more.
Huh?
Two more. Okay. Now, as many as 1,000 people will pass through the town in the summer months. 1,000 people. So in the auction went like 3 acres of land. It wasn't even a one-stop sign town. It was like 3 acres of land, 5 buildings, and like a cell tower that was like leased out by Union.
Did they have a well?
Well, yeah. Where else would they get the water? I mean, aside from Don. I love the small abandoned towns. Do you know about Centralia? I believe it's Pennsylvania.
Is that the one that started black and white and then turned to color?
Yeah. Had Jeff Bridges there. That's he owned the diner. Yeah. Not Jeff Bridges, Jeff Daniels.
Is that the one that trained Seinfeld?
What's that?
He was Seinfeld's trainer.
Yeah, personal trainer. The best around. Yeah. No, Centralia, Pennsylvania. It was a coal mining town, and the mine went under the town, caught fire. And it was deemed unsafe to live, but the government, I guess, couldn't evict people. So people just either like got sick and died or just like hung around or they left. What's that?
Or just evolved.
I guess they evolved and adapted into coal ghouls. Yeah, no, but I guess it's just like there are like no roads that go there anymore. But I think that there are still some people who live there. Maybe, possibly. Mm. It's really upsetting.
Like Temecula.
Well, is that a town?
Probably in California.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely. Camp Bonifias Golf Course features only one hole, a 192-yard par 3. The course is located in the DMZ between North and South Korea. The rough is scattered with live landmines. At least one mine is said to have exploded due to an errant slice. It was created in 1978 to entertain the 50 troops who to this day, not the same ones obviously, but to this day are still stationed there.
I wouldn't be surprised. You have those Japanese holdouts in the South Pacific. You have the, oh man, this is a whole thing. Descendants of the same troops. No. They intermingle, they intermarry, just all these inbred people
US,
playing land.
These are U.S. troops.
I know.
This is what our tax dollars go for.
Are the mines marked?
Yeah, with yardage markers.
Yeah, no. You put a ball washer over there. That's funny. So it's in the DMZ.
Yes, it's in the DMZ.
Wow. One hole. So that's like when somebody mows a putting green in their backyard, except it's in the backyard of your impoverished nation.
Yeah, of your divided civil upheaval. Yep.
Yep. No problem.
There you go.
In the 70s, you say?
78.
How epic would it be to hit a slice and have it land?
that is much better than Funniest Home Videos where they use an exploding ball. Did you ever see the one where the guy, they're videoing the guy and he's getting ready to hit a drive? He doesn't know that they've replaced the ball with an exploding ball. He does his backswing. The club slips out of his hand and it hits the camera. They pick up the camera. They turn it. The guy points at his face. He's covering his eye and he goes, "But the ball's an exploding ball."
You don't understand. This isn't supposed to be the funny part.
America's funniest bloopers.
Title.
They all wave goodnight. And then a kid punches his dad in the scrotum.
The ball was like... So do the balls actually explode, or are they made of some kind of chalky substance that when you hit them, they like... Because I've seen the ones that turn into powder and get you. But
I don't know. Quiet. Watch this cat box a parakeet.
But a parakeet doesn't have arms. It has boxing gloves on his feet.
There you go.
Exactly. Oh, boy. Huh. Does the cat have a cap on his fangs?
He has boxing gloves on his feet.
Yeah, I know.
Which should have been Luigi's weapon in Mario 2.
a cat with boxing gloves?
No, boxing gloves on his feet. Because remember when he jumped, he would go... and punched with his feet.
Yeah, no, he was just like fluttering. Yeah. Peach did the same thing, except she glided.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Toadstool. She was Toadstool in those days. Peach later.
I don't know.
No?
You don't?
I said I don't know.
Okay.
Did I stutter? Man, you could probably really hurt somebody with an exploding cigar. I don't think that Looney Tunes did that justice.
I don't think so either.
No, just pop an M80 in there.
Looney Tunes, I see you.
Hey, Chris, do you want to go somewhere?
Nope.
Too bad.
The Science Zone!
No. No, Wilbur.
Chris, a study performed by the Boston Consulting Group asked participants what they would give up in order to have internet access. Okay? Here's the breakdown. 84% would give up their GPS. 83% would give up fast food. 77% would give up chocolate. 73% would give up alcohol. 43% would give up exercise. And here's where we get into the real hinky stuff, okay? 21% of respondents would give up sex to have internet. You have a choice, one or the other. The Green Goblin is holding up sex.
People in prison, right? Really?
The Green Goblin is holding up sex
in prison, right?
And he's holding up the internet in the other hand. He's going to let one go. Which are you going to let have him let go?
The internet is a more dependable partner.
It is. I mean, think about it. How many times are you going to pleasure yourself to internet porn versus how many times are you going to engage in sexual intercourse? It's not a zero-sum game, folks.
No, it isn't.
It's not a zero-sum game.
No.
10% would give up driving. And Chris, 7% of Americans would give up showering and bathing.
They're probably doing that anyway.
They're just looking for an excuse.
Yeah.
Especially if the internet's that
important
to them.
Giving up something you don't do for lunch.
Exactly.
I'm giving up heroin.
Well, that's one of those things that really bugs me.
No more heroin for me, Jesus. not this week. Only on Fridays on my steak.
fewer people would give up exercise than fast food. That's weird, right? Mm-hmm. This is like the PBS NPR self-reporting, like for ratings agencies problem. People over-report how much public broadcasting they watch because they want to appear intellectual and smart. You know? Yeah. But here, Chris, this just proves that, you know, in at least one way, we are superior to Britain. Okay?
Bretons.
The Bretons.
The Bretons.
These numbers are just for America, Chris. The British results were even more shocking, with 17 of their participants being willing to give up bathing for the internet. A full 10% more.
I could see it.
They're filthy people.
Bangers and mash. Bangers and mash.
Oh, boy.
Jim Kenney is a Philadelphia city councilman. He's hired Chatterblast to handle his internet public relations, including tweeting and a Facebook page. The cost paid by taxpayers is $28,000 annually. Kenney defends the cost by saying, hey, I didn't want to pay a staff person $60,000 plus benefits to do it.
You gotta toot. Why not be economical about it? I'd say he's saving them money. He's doing them a favor.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah. What's he? Did they have any examples of his tweets? Like what he was tooting about?
Just found out two funniest letters are BM.
Okay.
Is today Saturday?
Is there anything about a sandwich?
No.
Oh, okay. It's today's. Why would you pay? I mean, I don't understand. Like, I know that, like celebrities, they have, you know, they ghost toot. Okay. Like, celebrities ghost toot.
You came very, very close to one of my favorite things.
Celebrity ghost tits?
Ghost riding my whip.
Everybody knows that any celebrity who's on Twitter is constantly ghost riding
their whip.
Man, that takes us back to 2007, folks. Oh man,
I don't know.
I don't either. But like, I just don't understand why you would pay somebody else to tweet for you.
I don't know either.
And it's like, these are my thoughts. It's a personal publishing platform.
I just thought it was interesting. He's saving them money. They're angry. Just a different point of view. Here's an idea. You could save a lot of money and just do it yourself.
Yeah, you know.
Maybe just have some original content on there.
Lots of people maintain their own Twitter. You know, it's no problem.
You need somebody. Yeah, well, they do. But then there's other people who do, and then their publicist or their agent or their team or whatever, they say, whoa, you can't
do that.
You can't twit pick that.
Apparently, Jose Canseco has a really funny Twitter.
He does. You should follow it.
It's great.
He does.
You follow it?
Huh?
Have you seen this stuff?
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
He like calls people out.
Yeah.
It's great. Do you even know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, he does. He does. You know who? Yeah, they come close together. Like one will say juicing, and the next one will say pineapples, relax.
He's a baseball player, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who got embroiled in the steroid? He was a rat.
Oh yeah, he ratted people out.
Yeah,
he was a narc.
About the juice. Hey. In March 2011, a 28-year-old Montana man broke into a house while on mushrooms. He took off his clothes, terrorized a family, and crashed the family pickup truck. He's been sentenced to pay $10,000 in restitution And the judge says he's going to spend the anniversary of the incident in jail for the next 3 years as a reminder of his stupidity.
Why did he focus on the anniversary part?
Every year you got to go to jail.
We're going to bring you a cake every year.
Yeah.
It's going to have a file in it, but it's going to be really worn down, so you won't be able to get out.
There you go.
Do people still, like, you can't escape from a jail with a file anymore. There are no bars anymore, right?
There are no, no.
No?
No.
No? Where do you get a cocktail then?
It's all in good faith.
It's no locks on the doors.
There's no locks.
Can't afford them.
Yeah.
Can't afford them. You know?
Yeah.
Oh man, I kind of want to do mushrooms so bad.
Psilocybin?
Yeah, psilocybin.
Psilocybin, psilocybin.
Yeah, psilocybin. Like in a controlled environment. Like I'm not, you know, I've said this before, I'm not a main guy of drugs.
Yeah.
But like of any of them, it's the one that I found like in reading about it to either be like the most harmless or the, you know, the one that would possibly have the most like positive benefits
for you. Comes
from the
earth, man.
No, not even like that. Like
it just grows from the earth. I
even try and like keep myself from thinking about the fact that most of the food that I eat somehow had, you know, feces involved in the process of fertilizing it or fertilizing the things that fed it. I don't think about that. Just like you read about, like, you know, people with anxiety disorders, they really benefit from this because it opens them up to this other dimension of thought. And it's like, oh, it's not all bad. Like, you know, it's like reported that you have like a much more positive life experience after that, but only if you have a good trip. Like if somebody's like there to like walk you through it and you have a bucket to puke in when you inevitably throw up.
Oh, you're going to throw up.
But, you know, just, but then the other half of the time you become this guy.
Have some of my Morning Glory Kool-Aid.
I don't understand morning.
Look it up.
Okay. Urban Dictionary. But what?
Nothing.
Okay.
Wreck my mouth.
No,
attack my mouth.
Wreck My Mouth is the sequel.
Yeah.
But what am I thinking of here? No, the other half of the time. So how did he pick the house? Because I would think
it looked the softest.
I think that if there is a house, like, you know, there are some houses that I drive by every day where I think, like, man, I really don't like that house.
The other house spoke from its basement and growled at him. Seriously, the house just flopped up off the foundation.
It's like something from fucking...
Its windows narrowed. It was looking straight out of The Burbs.
I was gonna be an E on that house, but it ended up being a house of leaves.
It was weird.
You do not want to be an E on a house of leaves. It'll eat you.
You see an evil house sneeze. It's hilarious.
It's great. All the furniture flies out.
Barca lounger.
Picks up the AstroTurf to wipe itself. Picks up the AstroTurf to wipe its windows.
The beginnings of 9 out of 10 yard sales.
Okay, this is my last story. Some parents go overboard when trying to protect their kids. The best, most recent evidence of this.
This has been Those Damn Lost Kids.
Hey, Chris, what can our fans and friends and followers and listeners do?
Oh, you can go to duckfeed.tv. You can check out all of the other shows on the network. You can click on Those Damn Ross Kids from there. You can go directly to that portion of the website at duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids. Check out the drawings, the talking points, and everything else that's there. You can pop on over to the Facebook and leave a comment. You can post a story, something that you want us to talk about. You can like us. You can tell a friend about us. You can tell all your friends about us. You can go onto iTunes, which is most likely where you're probably getting this if you're listening to it on any sort of device. And you can leave us a rating, and you can maybe leave a review there as well. Because yeah. Stars is stars.
Stars is stars, and we need them stars. Got to get them stars. Mm-hmm. So you can also call our voicemail. We haven't pimped this in a bit. 419-528-TDRK. Leave us a voicemail. Ask us a question. Give us a conversation prompt. We will play you on the air. It's all good. Yeah. Don't be afraid. We'll only make fun of you a little.
C:// hawk.
See, C-spot run, C:\, yeah. Yeah, no. So we've been a little bit erratic in the schedule because of life upheavals. But we're going to be getting back to, we're going to be getting back to the regular schedule here.
We've been out walking the woods, spotlighting, trying to figure out who got the hooch.
Good night.